welcome again to another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s. And hi, I'm your host, Jim Witte. And this is episode number 83. If great 60s music is your preference, then my show is a real treat. Because on my show, I don't play the typical worn-out oldies. On Jim's Child of the 60s, you'll hear lesser-known groups, some really great obscure songs, and lesser-known tracks from some of your favorite artists. Opening up today's show, we heard from David Box, a one-time lead singer of the Crickets, post Buddy Holly, with his song Little Lonely Summer Girl from 1964. If you enjoyed that song, then you'll definitely enjoy the songs that I have scheduled for today's show. And the songs that I do play on my show could come from any musical genre from the 60s. And that could include garage, rock, pop, punk, and sometimes even country. So stick around for some more great music. And later on, I'll give you my email address if you would like to write to me with a comment or a request. Well, I think I've spoken long enough. Let's get back to some more great 60s music here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
You say you want me, but I ain't there. You say you would if I didn't care. I know you love me till you die, because you know I never lie. That's the truth, I tell no lies. No lies I told, I tell no lies. I tell no lies. Well, I know that you're so untrue, and there's one thing I want you to do, and that's to be by my side, because you know I never lie. That's the truth, I tell no lies. No lies I told, I tell no lies. I tell no lies. Well, girl, you always put me down. You want my love right into the ground. I know you believe me, I can tell by your eyes. Baby, you know I tell no lies. That's the truth, I tell no lies. No lies I told, I tell no lies. I tell no lies.
Nothing.
it does get boring. Listening to the same old oldies that typical oldie stations always play over and over again. But if you enjoy the obscure and music that you don't normally get to hear, then you'll definitely enjoy my show. And that show is Jim's Child of the 60s. Tune in for some great 60s seldom heard classics. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. If not, I'll refund your money. Welcome back. That was Dalton, James, and Sutton with One Time Around. And before that, we heard from the Florida group The Nightcrawlers with I Don't Remember. And starting off that first great set, we heard from a Memphis group called The Escapades with I Tell No Lies from 1966. Well, do stick around if you enjoyed that first set. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, if you'd like to write to me with a comment or a request, or even pass along an MP3 file that you think the listeners to this show should hear and enjoy, then definitely write to me. And my address is jwitty, that's J-W-I-T-T-Y, at simpatico.ca. And now, I'd like to pass along a little helpful information to you, my listeners. If you're like me and you're always looking to expand your 60s musical collection, and there's always one particular song or one particular album that you're always looking for, and I know I'm still in that boat, despite the many CDs that I have. And I'd like to recommend a great label that issues some wonderful oldies and some great and interesting collections. And that label is Varese Saraband. And in my own personal collection, I have at least 10 to 12 CDs from this great label, and one that I've always considered in my top 5 must-keep CDs. And Varese Saraband is a great label for many reasons, and one, that it's a customer-oriented label that actually encourages listeners and CD buyers to provide their own input for consideration regarding any upcoming releases. Oh, now that's a novel idea. In addition, Varese Saraband likes to include the artists and allow any artist that might be featured in a reissue to have their input with their ideas when creating a particular project. So definitely do check out Varese Saraband. And there's a link to it in my link section, and they definitely have a great catalog with many great reissues. And I've featured some songs on my show from some of the CDs that I purchased from their catalog. Well, I'm sure you've heard me talk long enough, and you'd like to get back to some more great 60s music. And now, let's get back to some more seldom appreciated 60s music. Here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
When the house its infancy didn't matter. I didn't care, my life tomorrow I will share everywhere. I don't care. So give to me just one dream to which I can cling, and I'll show you happiness, all the happiness the world can bring. Just one dream for tomorrow to brighten the future for me. Let me keep it, don't take it, I'll make it, you'll see.
When things start moving, and it's time to get in on the action, keep your eye on Maidenform. Suddenly, the trick is Tricholastic, Maidenform's new Lycra and nylon bra. Tricholastic loves to live with you, cool and smooth for extra comfort, extra support. Tricholastic knows how to stretch, but only with you, never in your washing machine. Maidenform's new bras wash and wash, but never lose their shape. For day-long, feather-light comfort, the trick is Tricholastic, the new bra from Maidenform. Bandeau, long line, and long line with cuff. See the whole exciting Maidenform range at your Maidenform stockist now.
And that was the Bee Gees with How Love Was True. And that was a request for a listener, and his name was Richard Bunky Bell. And Richard Bunky Bell has a great podcast show, and it's called Back from the Bin. And Back from the Bin is a show that I really do enjoy, and I listen to it every time that there's a new episode. And you can find a link to it in the link section of my blog page. And getting back to the music, the second song on that set came from the Smithsonian Institute with Dream for Tomorrow from 1968. And, starting off that second great set, we heard a live rendition of Windy from the Association from 1967. And if you're enjoying my show, like I hope you are, and you'd like to hear some similar music and other great shows, do check out Chef Dave's Rock and Roll Kitchen. And you can find Chef Dave over on Podomatic, and I have a link to his show in the link section of my blog page. And if you're a fan of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, then do check out Randy Bachman's Vinyl Tap. Randy Bachman himself hosts the show and gives some great personal insight into his own compositions and career, as well as insight into songs from the 60s and 70s as well. And you'll find a link to that show in the link section of my blog page. And now to answer a few questions from new listeners. I've had a few new listeners write in and wonder why on my blog page that the episodes start at number 62, and there are not any posted before that. Well, to answer your question, to find episodes before number 62, you have to check my Podomatic page, and there's a link to it in my link section. And if you can't find the link, just go to jmwitty, that's jmwitty, .podomatic.com. Most of the episodes before number 62 are posted there. And to make things even more confusing, there's a link on that page where you'll find the earliest episodes of Jim's Child of the 60s. Well, I think I've talked enough for now, and I think I've filled your head with enough information as it is. Now, let's fill it with some more great music, here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
Stop for a while, just to scream. Ow! seventh century child. You can't remain with yourself. You can't remain with yourself in falling. Second century woman, with the hand of press reaching out to turn to gold. Hear the word that makes you grow so old. You've gone and you've left it. How hard to forget what your heart.
How far, baby?
To your bike.
Put it on the rear, baby.
They come from every corner of the country to escape, to be free, or just for the hell of it. And sometimes they get more than they bargained for.
Ah! Oh!
She looks again at the road outside that could lead to wealth and fame. But her world stands between Ophelia and her dream.
This seems like an innocent kid.
So were you when I broke you in.
Buddy, are you crazy? Put me down!
Yeah, crazy like a fox. That's the bedroom, and baby, I'm ready.
They're like a closed corporation. They stick together, share, cover up for each other.
I guess it is my business, sir. Where are you taking my sister?
It's a no-holds-barred world where anything goes. With anybody, anytime.
Tell me your mind. Come on, tell me.
I'm yours. I'm yours.
Then prove it.
For all anybody knew, you two were having relations.
Not relations, Mom. Sex!
Dini!
It scares you, doesn't it? Sex! 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 Look!
I told you she's mine.
They grow up fast, or they don't grow up at all. The young runaways.
Hallucination. I opened up my eyes and you appeared to be standing on a distant hillside calling me. I hastened to your side, although my I reach for you and then you disappear. Hallucinations, they are driving me insane. Hallucinations, something's pounding in my brain. Girl, I can't believe that you don't care. Everywhere I go, I see you standing there. And every night I lie awake and hope for dreams.
back. And that was Baker Knight and the Nightmares with Hallucination from 1967. And if the name Baker Knight does look familiar to you, it's because he wrote some really great songs for Ricky Nelson in the late 1950s and early 60s. And the second song in that set came from a New Orleans group called Local Traffic with Second Century from 1968. And starting off that third and final set, we heard from a Winnipeg group called The Loving Kind with That Jungle Sun from 1967. It does look like we're nearing the end of another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s, and this has been episode number 83. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you have, you can look forward to new episodes posted every Friday afternoon at Jim's Child, which is all one word, J-I-M-S-C-H-I-L-D, .blogspot.com. That's jimschild.blogspot.com. And once again, if you'd like to write to me, that address is jwitty@simpatico.ca. This week, I'm going to close out the show with a song called That's My Life from Freddie Lennon from 1965. And yes, Freddie Lennon was John Lennon's father. And reportedly, when John Lennon first heard this song, he was quite angry, thinking that his father was cashing in on the famous Lennon name. And when John Lennon first heard this record, it was the first time that he had heard anything or anything about his father, since his father left him at the age of 5. So I could understand why there was some bitter resentment on John Lennon's part. But I do hope that you enjoy it nonetheless. And it's an odd, quirky type of song, which probably never would have got noticed had it not been for the Lennon last name. Well, thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, take care.
Pick up my story where I once left off. I sailed with the tides and lived on dreams. I've watched the sunrise over every ocean.
That's my life, that's my love and my home.
It started in Liverpool, where I was born. No father to advise me, but I carried on. First time I saw the sea, I just knew this had to be.
That's my life, that's my love, and my home.
I must tell you this, I was no heartbreaker, perhaps a dream maker, but as the years rolled by, saw a lifetime of love go wrong. Pity was my partner all along. Yet listen to me, just let me tell you, now I've grown strong. It could be the end of my story, but my story will never end. As people have always told me, I've been a true friend. With little to give, but a heart to lend.
That's my life, that's my love, and my home.
I'll make no excuses for my own abuses, 'cause life makes us all that way. I could blame the cruel sea for taking away from me.
That's my life, that's my love, and my home. That's my life, that's my love, and my home.
That was my life, my love, and my home.